Save the Titanic by Luan Piccolo. Copyright Burlington Books, 2019. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Leaving New York. Don't forget to write. Goodbye, I'll miss you. People all around me were shouting to their family and friends on land. Some people were waving and others were blowing kisses as the Carpathia started to move slowly out of New York Harbour towards the sea. Look at the birds, I said to Aunt Elizabeth. Why are they flying over us? They'll follow the ship all the way to Gibraltar for food, she said. Oh, Charlotte, isn't this exciting? We smiled at each other. Aunt Elizabeth was 28, 10 years older than me, and this was the first boat trip for both of us. We were going to visit our cousins in Gibraltar. I took off my hat and let the wind blow through my long curly hair. We stayed on deck for another 20 minutes and then my aunt turned to me and said, Come on, Charlotte, let's go to the dining room. I'm hungry, aren't you? The dining room wasn't at all like what I had imagined. There aren't many windows to see the sea, I said. And the room is so small. Well, we're second-class passengers. We can't expect the same luxury as first class, said Aunt Elizabeth, seeing the expression on my face. This is not the Titanic, my darling, but it's certainly good enough for us. The Titanic. So many people in New York were talking about it. My father said it was more beautiful inside than the best hotels in New York. The first-class dining room had wood panels on the walls, stained glass windows, and an elegant staircase. Apparently, the design was based on the Palace of Versailles in France. And everybody knew it was impossible for the Titanic to sink. Although tickets were very expensive, the ship had over 1,300 passengers for its first voyage. It was sailing to New York at the same time as we were leaving New York. Maybe we'll see it sail past, I thought. I'm so curious to see it. We sat down at a table with two couples from Boston who were travelling to Genoa, Italy. While Aunt Elizabeth was talking to them, I looked at the other passengers, laughing and drinking champagne. Just then, a tall man dressed in a long black jacket and a white hat entered the dining room with a younger man. People stopped talking and turned to look at them. That's Captain Rostron, Aunt Elizabeth explained. But I was looking at the younger man, wearing an officer's jacket. He was about 20. His brown hair was short and brushed to one side, and he was extremely handsome. Turning his head, he saw me looking at him. I smiled, but instead of smiling back, he turned away. What a rude man, I said, feeling embarrassed. Who's rude? Asked Aunt Elizabeth. That young man with the captain. I just smiled at him and he ignored me. Maybe he was uncomfortable because you were watching him. That's very rude, Charlotte, my aunt said. I looked again at the young man. He was now walking around the dining room with the captain, greeting the passengers. Actually, said Aunt Elizabeth, he is very handsome. I can see why you wanted to attract his attention. My face and ears burnt bright red and I felt uncomfortable. Listen to me very carefully, Charlotte, Aunt Elizabeth said. You're a second-class passenger and an innocent young woman. You haven't got any money. The only thing you've got is your good reputation. You must behave correctly during this trip and try not to ruin it. Listen to me and stay away from that man. But I began to say. Aunt Elizabeth ignored me and continued. I'm responsible for you on this trip. Don't embarrass me, Charlotte. Behave like a lady. I was angry with Aunt Elizabeth for treating me like a child, but still intrigued by the young man. Once my aunt started to talk to her neighbours again, I watched him from behind my glass of water. Who was he? I'm going to find out, I thought.